Hello and welcome back to Dance Colleges and Careers. I am your host, Brittany Noltemeyer, and this is the podcast where we talk to you about how to navigate that college application process. All right, today we are diving into that dance resume. Your dance resume is your ticket to showcasing your dedication, your passion, your achievements in dance. Let's dive into three key points to help you craft a resume that stands out. The first point is to highlight your training. Include styles you've trained in, maybe how long you've been training in them, which means your dedication, your commitment to the craft. And definitely include any prestigious schools or instructors you've trained under. And make sure you spell their names correctly. Whether it's jazz, tap, ballet, hip hop, musical theater, voice, martial arts, acting even, contemporary, did I say acro? Showcase your proficiency in each style as best you can in black and white on a piece of paper. Your resume is a great chance for them to skim it, kind of see what you've done, see if there's anything they recognize. Okay, so if they have strong ties to a special workshop or a teacher, and you have a connection to that person on their resume, rather than skimming more and reading more about your 15 years of ballet, they're probably just going to text that person who's their friend and say, hey, you know this person? And they'll say, oh yeah, I do. They have a wonderful work ethic. And then bam, that's your ticket in. Of course, that connection is not always going to happen, but when it does, it is magic because networking and community is really the easiest way in. It is. In not just college, but in all aspects of life, in jobs, careers, you know, any activity. So if you have that solid immediate connection, great. You already have an in. And if not, let's keep talking and dive in a little bit more on this dance resume. So point number two is you need to showcase your performance experience. Okay. So obviously you have dance recitals, maybe dance competitions. Think outside the box a little bit. Okay, what have you performed at that's maybe a little bit different? Or have you set any of your own choreography? Any community events that has kind of shaped you into a better person or a higher achievement? So be sure to showcase your performance experience. List any dance performances, recitals, competitions, or showcases you've participated in. And include the name of the performance. If the role is notable, definitely include the role and any achievements or awards you received. This area can demonstrate your stage presence, your adaptability, and even how you might perform under pressure. And let's move into our third point. This is highlight achievements and awards. Maybe you've received fifth place out of 50 solos at a specific dance competition. Make sure you include that. Don't just write fifth place overall. That can mean a lot of different things, and then that kind of just becomes a wash because if someone doesn't really know what it means, it's like, why even put it on there? If you've received any scholarships, this is a wonderful place to include that. Scholarships, if you've been selected for dance intensives. If you've received any special judges awards, choreography, those unique awards can kind of say a lot about a person. These achievements validate your talent and they can make a significant impact on the impression you leave with the admissions committee. Definitely include any leadership roles, choreography opportunities, and community involvement. If there is a leadership opportunity that wasn't in dance, include that. I know this is our dance resume, but if you were president of student council or involved in other events like that, being that leader shows a lot on a resume. And you're just coming out of high school. We're not expecting a lot on your resume. We just want it to be clear, concise, and start to get to know you a little bit. And then also include any special skills you may have. This is another chance for them to really get to know you without being able to speak with you yet. So it can be funny. It can be serious. It can be something different. Feel free to think outside of the box and just have fun with it. Your resume is you. It encompasses your training from your entire life. You don't need to write everything from your entire life, though. We just want to write the notable things that a stranger could understand. You don't want it all to be in just jargon that other people won't get if they're not growing, if they didn't grow up in your hometown. Crafting a good dance resume is all about showcasing your experiences in a clear and compelling way. It's the goal to capture the attention of those of the admissions committees, help make them want to read more about on your paper, and that'll help you be set up for success. Now, how do you make one? There's no right or wrong answer. Many people do it different ways, but just make sure it's clear. It's clear, concise, easy to read. Use headings, use columns, use tables if you need to. I don't have any lines or tables in mine, but if that works for your resume, that's fine. I typically have mine in two or three columns, usually what the thing is, maybe where it took place or who the notable instructor was who taught it, or maybe my personal role, and then the location of the job or theater or performance opportunity. So that's just one example of how that can be done, but it's really what matters. What's the important information that you need to get out? That's what needs to be your columns. And you can try a few ways out. Yeah, if you're not sure what your column should be, don't stew over it. Just start writing things down. Write it down and then have a stranger look at it and say, what's this? It's okay if they say, this is interesting. What's this? Tell me more. But if they say, I have no idea what the heck this is, okay, then we need to do some tweaking because you won't be there to explain every line on your resume. Another thing, keep it concise. So bullet points. You don't need paragraphs, sentences. People don't want to read like that. It needs to catch the eye quickly and ASAP. You want to put the most important things at the top, or the most important things in bold or in a clear formatting where my eyes automatically go there. Other things to include, you need contact information. Contact information on that resume, but you do not need your home address. It's for your safety. Mm-hmm. Some resumes you'll see people write their home address and you don't need to do that. You don't need to do that. Nobody who is receiving your dance resume needs your home address ever. If they need to mail something to you, sure, you can give that to them, but that's going to be a personal relationship. But flat out, you don't need to just be throwing your home address all over the place. I think we talked about the main body of it. You just need to make sure you have the most important things labeled at the top, formatted clearly, and then finally, put your name on it. I think that's pretty obvious. Have your name nice and big across the top, your email or phone number, and all the wonderful things about your career. Some people might add a picture to their resume. Things have changed quite a bit in the last 10 years. So it used to all be on paper. You would have your resume on a piece of paper that was an 8x10 and a headshot that was an 8x10, and you would staple them back to back. You did not leave it 8.5x11 stapled to an 8x10 photo. No, you did not do that. You cut it, okay? So you would cut your resume to fit the same size 8x10 as the photo. And that was really important because then they all stack up in the same stack. That's getting a little bit old school these days because so many people have moved digitally, but you might run into that. I still love receiving the tangible headshot and resume from my students, but in most scenarios, people are asking for a digital resume anyways. I personally wouldn't put a picture on a Word document resume because the way it's going to print out is just going to be probably pretty weird, or you have to print it in color, which then gets expensive. And usually your big photo is on the other side anyways. But if I'm going to be sending a more beautiful graphically designed resume, I do have my picture on that one. And that is like, sometimes I'll use my headshot or sometimes I'll use a dance photo. It all depends on who I'm sending it to and the type of job or position I'm going out for. If you're handing in a dance resume, you probably have to have a headshot included with it anyways. So that's why I will usually throw on like a dance photo because it's fun, it's catchy, it's pretty, and it's what we do. But like I said, there's no right or wrong way to do it. Just keep it clean, concise, and do not have any spelling errors. Don't spell any of your teachers' names wrong, and don't it's your information. So if you spell this stuff wrong, it looks really silly. And it's, and I've done it. I mean, some we've all made changes last minute and printed out, but it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And you have plenty of time to get yours prepared, and yours is for your college audition. You know what it's for. You can start prepping for it now. No matter how old you are, let's say you're in eighth grade right now, you can start building this resume, and that's going to lighten the load as a senior, but you're only going to perfect it more. You're going to get more experience from it, and people are already going to be able to start asking you questions like, oh, what's this? Or you'll see like what works better than others. And it's just your chance to get your leg up in this competition of crafting the perfect resume. Crafting the perfect resume is all about showcasing your unique talents, your unique experiences in a clear and compelling way. Go out and get it done today. Best of luck and keep on dancing.